Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's still just about Saturday the 16th of March 2013. I've been playing records on my new Rager turntable. I've been really enjoying it. I've been very, very impressed with this record deck. The sounds are coming through faultlessly. The needle hasn't jumped once. There was a particular record that used to make my old record player jump back in the early 1990s, I guess, when I was playing the record, it would jump on that. Record. I've just played it here on the Rager. It didn't jump at all. A huge amount of bass on that record, and it was a Steve Silk Hurley dub mix of a Liza Minnelli track that she did with the Pet Shop Boys. But it was used to jump, not on the Rager. Right, I'm going to play another record now that I'm not sure I've ever played this record. I don't know. I think I might have just picked it up on a car boot and never actually played it. So I'm going to play it for you now, because I think it might be quite fun. This is Mel and Kim with Respectable, and this is the club mix. Oh dear. See, missed the edge of the record there. Let's try again. That'll be very good for the cartridge, is it, if I miss the edge of the record? We'll be right back. So there we are, that's Mel and Kim, Respectable Club Mix. And I don't think I've ever heard that mix before. But wasn't that fun? Yeah, so there you are, that's what comes out of my new record player. Clicks and pops and it's all there, isn't it, with vinyl. But there you are, hopefully you've enjoyed that little bit of an adventure with me with my new record player. I think, as I said before, I found out about the Rager record players through listening to McColgan. Thank you, Mac, for the tip, and I'm very much enjoying my new record player. Okay, thanks a lot, everyone. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.